I am on a journey and I'm taking you all with me. We are on this journey following the Lord together. Welcome aboard. You are VIP guests on this show. My name is Red. I'll be your host this evening. Thank you for traveling with us here on the Red Blonde Fox Show.
The devil is alive. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on, give God some praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
We said today.
Thank you, Jesus.
We said today is going to be church on you.
All right, now.
Let us pray for him. Our Father, we thank you. We honor you. We bless you. You've been so good to us.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
You just told us no weapons formed against us shall prosper.
Yes, yes, yes.
We thank you for that no weapon
shall
touch none of us. We thank you for allowing us to come into your house one more time. We thank you because we come to give you honor, to give you glory, to give you praise because you deserve to be praised. Bless each and every one of us under the sound of my voice and those that are on Zoom, even the podcast listeners.
Hallelujah.
Bless your word. Give us a word to deal with. Give us a word to go by this week.
Yes, yes,
God, we need your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
The world is so messed up.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
but God, we serving a right now God.
Hallelujah.
So now, God, as we go through this world, all the evil that we begin to see, we know that the enemy is working.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
But we know who's really in control.
Hallelujah.
You are really in
Hallelujah,
control.
God.
And we thank you for blessing each and every one of us, the saints. Those that are listening, we thank you because you're going to bless us and continue to take care of us.
Yes.
Our life is in your hand.
Yes. Thank
you. Now bless your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Church,
on you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want you to say, don't touch nobody.
Okay.
Just say, Jesus.
Jesus.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve my praise.
Right. You'll get Psalms 150 and 6.
Okay.
I got a few scriptures I need to deal with. I might run out of here.
All right now.
You deserve my praise. That everything that has breath.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you got breath, come on, praise the Lord in here today.
Hallelujah.
You got breath. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. We praise you. Listen, whatever you're going through, I dare you to praise God. I dare you to praise God as you're going through your situation. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. You told us. Let everything have grip.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then you're getting Revelation 4 and 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things. And for thy pleasure.
All right.
They are and we're created. Come on, bless the Lord.
Amen.
That's the word of the Lord. Come on, bless the Lord.
Yeah.
In Luke 19 and 40.
Thank
if these, look at this, y'all. If these rocks, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. I don't want no stone to cry out for me.
Amen.
Hey, come on, give us some praise. Ain't no stone will be me praising God. God, I bless you. I thank you. Ain't no stone will be louder than I am. I don't know about y'all, but let everything he said have breath. Praise you, the Lord.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Verse 34 and 1. I will bless the Lord.
All right, all right.
At all times, semicolon.
Yes, yes.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
I know it.
My soul will make it both in the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The humble will hear it and rejoice. Yes. We are the humble. Come on, give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
We are the humble.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, y'all know, Father, we're living in the time now.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to be honest and just tell y'all.
Tell it.
Those that call themselves in charge of us, as far as the Republicans, the Democrats, and whoever in between, they have got so much pride now that America is in trouble because of their pride. Keep watching.
Yeah.
Keep tuning in and watch the world turn.
All right now.
If there's one thing the enemy fights, is your praise. Because the devil knows when you start praising God, change start breaking. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. He said, change start breaking. I hear change breaking in my mouth. They break it. Change to break. Blessings are on the way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
When you start praising God, burdens start lifting.
Thank you.
I dig your praise.
You better praise.
When you start praising God, heavens start moving on your behalf.
Amen.
Anybody got something up before the Lord?
Yes.
You got something up before the Lord?
Yes.
You know it's something you need? You ask it from the Lord? Well, come on, stand up and give God some praise. Hey, come on, give God some praise. I don't know about you, but I got to. Come on, hallelujah. Give him some praise. I dare you to keep praying. I say heaven is moving. Heaven is listening. God is listening. Heaven is moving on our behalf. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heaven is moving on our behalf. Listen to this. The enemy doesn't mind if you come to church.
All right.
Sit quiet. Zip all deep.
Are people looking at me now? They shouldn't be fine.
They be on, man.
Okay.
If you come to church, you just sit quiet.
All right.
He doesn't mind if you look religious.
Okay.
Come on. They know everything. Come on now.
He doesn't mind you look religious.
Woo.
But never open your mouth.
Yeah.
But the moment you lift your hands, come on. The moment you lift your hands, the moment you open your mouth, the moment you declare, Jesus, you deserve my praise. Come on, give us a prayer. Jesus, you deserve our praise. Hallelujah. He starts tripping. See, the devil already tripping. Because praise is not just what we do. Praise is who we are. I didn't come to praise him because everything is so perfect in my life.
Amen.
I came to praise him because he's worthy.
Yes, sir.
He just taught us that everything that had breath, praise him. He's worthy. Not because I got money in my pocket. Not because everything is going my way. Rent is paid. Car loan paid. Got food in the fridge. Got new clothes. All the kids got new school clothes. I got everything that I need.
You know it.
You got to praise him when you're up. You got to praise him when you're down. You got to praise him when you need nothing. You got to praise him when you don't need nothing. Because Jesus deserves it. Look at your neighbor. Don't touch him and tell him to. He deserves praise because of who he is. Give Revelation 4 and 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things. And for thy pleasures they are and were created. Notice the scripture. Doesn't say he's worthy because of what he gives us. It says he's worthy because of who he is. He is Alpha. He's Omega. He's the beginning and he is the end. The bright and morning star. He's the lily of the valley.
Yes, he is.
The bright.
Yes, he is.
I am. I said I wouldn't go back. Y'all want to make me just have love.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just sanctified.
All right, then.
And sanctified, we mean we set apart.
Yes,
I don't know how people be saying, they sanctified. Yeah, you should be sanctified. We set apart for God. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't even know what sanctification is.
Set apart.
He doesn't have to do another thing for me.
Amen.
If he never healed me again, he's worthy.
Yes, he is.
If he never opens up another door,
he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Yes.
If he never answers another prayer, he's still worthy.
Yes.
Because he's worthy is not based on his performance. Oh, my God. That was even loose here. Whew.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about y'all.
Yes.
But this is church unusual.
Amen.
We might as well just have the church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor again and say, Jesus deserved my praise.
Jesus deserved my praise.
If you never answer another prayer, he's worth it. His worth is not based on his performance. His worth is based on his identity.
Yes.
He's the King of Kings.
Yes, he is.
The Lord of Lords. The master of everything.
All right.
That means he deserved praise when the sun is shining. He deserved praise when the tears are falling. Somebody out shouting that one. Hallelujah. Anybody ever had any tears? Anybody ever cried at the midnight hour? Hallelujah. Jesus, you deserve our praise.
You
deserve praise because of what he's done.
All right.
Psalms 103:1-5. Now I might be through with the verses. But this thing here.
Hallelujah.
This thing here.
Thank you, Jesus.
103:1-5. That's the first verse.
Okay. I don't think you gave me that one.
I know I changed. I added some
I know,
more verses.
I know.
I didn't tell you.
I know. It's good. I'm used to it.
Okay.
103. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
All right now.
And all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Peter said, bless
Jeffrey's name. He said, bless his holy.
Peter said, bless Pastor Cole's name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What
he said? He said, bless the missionary's name.
What he said?
The evangelist's name.
What he said?
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his
benefits. Yeah.
He woke you up this morning.
Yes, he did.
That's a brand new because it's a brand new day. This day is not like yesterday. It's not like today. It won't be like tomorrow. Who forgiven all the iniquity? I heard him talking this morning in Sunday school. I just got glad because I heard somebody say that somebody they knew was a dope addict. I was a drug addict too. But look at me now. 41 years later, I don't need no cocaine. 41 years later, I don't need no weed. 41 years later, I don't need a bunch of weed. Oh, my God, glory. Thank you. I'm not out there in the wild, wild west no more. Thank you, Jesus. I can praise it by myself. Y'all don't know where I come from. Sold all of my clothes. Thought I was better than those that didn't use cocaine. Cocaine makes you think
You're a high society.
Man, you still smoking that little weed, man. You still drinking that little man. I got the cocaine, man. I got the pipe.
Yeah, man.
I'm better, man. Shoot, what is that?
All right.
God is a deliverer.
Yes,
who healed all that disease.
All right, now won't he do it?
Who redeemed my life from destruction?
Won't he do it?
Who crowned me with love and kindness?
Here I am. Thank you, Lord.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, if I had to scroll up.
Okay, look, and tender mercy. Last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who satisfied that mouth with good things?
Yes.
So that youth is renewed like an eagle.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
When I think about what he's done,
thank you, Jesus.
I got to praise him.
You better praise him. Hallelujah.
Shonda Barbershop has been serving the Milwaukee community since 2009, for over 15 years. Customer service is exceptionally pleasant, and they are extremely patient with their customers. To schedule an appointment, please visit Shonda Barbershop on 5331 West Hampton Avenue or call 414-202-4756. Hairstyles and haircuts start at $60. That phone number again is 414-202-4756.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless. He woke me up this morning.
Yes,
I got to pray.
Yes,
started me on my way.
Yes, he did.
Put food on my table.
Yes, he did.
Get danger away.
Yes, he
made
did.
Ways out of nowhere. He made ways out of nowhere. But greater than all of that,
hallelujah,
he saved my soul. Now come on, give him the breath. Come on, lift up your voice. Say, Lord, I thank you for saving me. Hallelujah. He saved me from myself.
Yes, he did.
He saved my soul. He looked beyond my faults.
Yes, he did.
See, when you mess up, people remember your faults. Yeah, don't you remember? You remember when Jeff was out there?
Yeah, what about you?
Breaking in the house. Man, robbing folks at gunpoint. Man, he got down in that corner talking about he saved. And he ran into my son. Yeah, I heard your daddy got that tapping down there on that corner.
It's the Holy Ghost tapping.
I know this was a tap.
Right up
there.
Yeah,
because
come meet the Holy Ghost.
But that's what they said about me. Y'all don't know where I come from.
All right, not
yelling. Yeah, I heard Brother Jeff. You doing all right? Yeah, he down on that phone.
At that tavern.
Got the tavern down there. Uh-huh. I don't know what Jeff said, but I know he looked at me like crazy. Some people that knew me, they think I'm down here faking and shake, but they don't know I'm for real. Leave me, I'm for real. He forgave me when I was wrong. He loved me when I was unloved.
You know?
Picked me up when I fell down.
Yes, he did.
Just because you fall don't mean that you lost the game.
You better know it.
Just because you fall, look, you can fall 100 times. And you still get a beat every time. It's almost like you run a marathon and your shoe keep coming untied. Tie it back up and get back up and keep running. Ain't no sister quitting now. Anybody here know he's been better than you, than you've been to yourself?
Hallelujah.
Give him some praise. Give him some praise. If you think back over your life, through every trial, through every storm, every heartbreak, every dark season, Jesus brought you. That's why your praise ought to have some testimony behind it.
Hallelujah.
I'm not praising him because somebody told me.
Hallelujah. No, I'm praising him
because I know what he's done
for me. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, you know. I know what he's done for me. He deserves praise. Because of Calvary.
Yes.
This is the greatest reason. He died for you and me. He took nails in his hands for you and me. He took nails in his feet for you and me.
Thank you.
A crown of thorns on his head. Smash him down in blood.
Oh,
a spear in his side. He hung between two thieves. Let me tell you about the two thieves that I'm going to run.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Two thieves hanging on the cross.
All right now.
They definitely were crooks.
Yeah.
The one looked over at Jesus and said, you be the son of God. You get us down from here.
Yeah.
Yourself and us.
All right.
And the other one said, hey, we know we sinners.
Okay, we know what we done.
We know.
Yeah.
And then he said to himself, Jesus, remember me, you're coming to the kingdom.
And that's it.
Jesus stopped and said, this day, you should be with me in glory. Hallelujah. He know.
Yeah, thank you.
He know. No sin. Because sin. He took our place.
Yes, he did.
That cross should have been mine. That punishment should have been all of ours.
Yes.
That judgment should have been all of ours.
Yes.
But Jesus said, I'll take it. Mm-hmm. He bled so I could be forgiven.
Yes.
He suffered so I could be healed.
Yes.
He died so I could live.
Yes.
And early Sunday morning, look at this a Sunday. Don't touch this a Sunday morning.
Early.
I said early.
Early.
My God, I can feel this.
Early.
One Sunday morning. I mean, it was Sunday morning. I said early again. Because this early was the best early that we had ever had.
All right.
The early in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got up.
Yes, he did.
They put a boulder over his grave.
Right.
They thought that he was going to be still in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But early that morning,
all right now.
They opened the stone. He had got up.
All right.
With all power in his hand.
Yeah.
That alone is the third praise. Every yeah.
Hallelujah.
You give him. Say hallelujah. You never fully repay
Amen.
What he did at Calvary.
Yeah.
But since
yeah.
I can't repay him, I can praise him.
I'm all praising. Yes.
He deserves praise.
Yes, he does.
Even in the middle of trouble.
Yes, he does.
I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise shall continue to be in my mouth.
Thank you, Jesus.
All times means when I'm up
and when I'm down.
When I'm down.
I'm
Come on now.
Yes. When I'm strong
and when I'm weak. Yes.
When prayers are answered.
Yes.
And when I'm still awake.
And yes.
Anybody can praise you after the breakthrough.
Yes.
For real praise that even before I see it,
yes.
I'll praise him. Anybody need to pray for something you're waiting on it?
Yes.
Well, come on, give us a break. I don't see it. I know I'm praying for it. I know it's got to come. But I pray before it even gets you. I dare you to praise it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I bless you. I know that my prayers, I know they will be answered. I'm going to pray in the midst of it.
Glory,
yes.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paul
was saying, praise him. They were in prison.
Hallelujah.
They was in prison.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
And midnight came.
Yes, Lord.
Bible said,
hallelujah.
They begin to see.
Bless the Lord.
They begin to give God some praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
As they were praising God, I don't know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It might have been saying, you've done so much for me. How can I tell it all? How can I tell it all?
All right now.
How can I tell it all? Listen, listen.
Hallelujah.
Todd Delaney got me thinking I can sing.
You can sing.
But I get it in.
You can sing for the Lord. You can sing. Sing it for the Lord.
They start praying and singing praise.
All right.
All of a sudden, there was a praise. They prayed them.
Yes.
The foundation began to shake.
Hallelujah.
Some of us are waiting for the breakthrough to pray, but God said, praise me.
Yeah. Yes.
Praise me in the language of faith. When you praise God in faith, you confuse the enemy.
Yes, you do.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you go.
All right. I'm praying for
praise
you.
Praise
you. That's it.
I'm going to praise them with you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah! We praise you. The devil expected to.
Hallelujah.
But you gave God glory.
Amen.
He expected silence. But you shouted anyhow. You shout. Hallelujah! Say,
Jesus,
you deserve my praise. But you shouted anyhow. You know somebody that said, praise him right now. If you don't praise him, something else will. About the prophet, these should hold their peace. Talking to the stone, but Venus, they should cry. Jesus said, if people won't praise me, the rocks will. I refuse to let a rock take my
praise.
And rock doesn't know what it feels like to be delivered. And rock doesn't know what it feels like to be healed. And rock doesn't know what it feels like to be saved. So since I've got breath in my body, I'm going to praise him myself. Hallelujah. I praise him but myself. You ain't got to praise. I will praise him on my own. Bless you, Lord. Thank you. You deserve to pray. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you breathe it, you got a reason. If your heart is beating, you got a reason. If you're still here, you got a reason.
So praise up. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll finish. I've got to close. But before I sit down, I need to remind somebody. Jesus deserves your praise.
Yes, he does.
Not half your praise.
Oh.
Not occasional praise.
Oh.
He deserves your best praise.
All the time.
He deserves your morning praise.
All the time.
Your midnight praise.
All the time.
Your cheerful praise.
All the time.
Your victorious praise. All the time. Because he's been too good.
Yes,
he has. Can I close this thing? And when I think about his goodness and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. You deserve my praise. For every mountain moved, he deserved it. For every door opens, he deserved it. For every tear he wiped away, he deserved it. For every battle fought, he deserved it. For saving my soul, he deserved it. Then he turned around and healed me. When I was bleeding on the branch, y'all think I got discharged? You should jump and fill in my head. I was going to the doctor.
Yes, Lord.
And they kept changing my blood pressure. And all of a sudden, my head started feeling like a jug. And I couldn't figure out what was wrong. And I got to the point I couldn't even hold up my hand. And I was laying down, and said, to Jeff, something ain't right. I said, they know what they're doing. She said, Jeff, I'm telling you, you can barely hold your head up. Something is wrong.
All right now.
So, got to the point that night my head was so heavy. And I could hear a voice as I even laid there. I prayed.
All right.
And I heard the voice. And the voice said to me, I said, Lord, don't let these people kill me.
All right now.
And all of a sudden I felt a shift.
Okay.
It shifted. So I was laying, I felt a shift. And it became early that morning, about 5.
Okay.
I got up and said, where you going? I said, I'm going to the emergency.
Okay.
Got to the emergency. Got there. I know it was God, but nobody in the room.
All right.
Come on now.
Walked in there and told me, took me right straight to the back.
All right.
Told what happened. They took me, they got the machine and took me in the machine and broke me back.
All
right. All of a sudden, here come two doctors.
All right.
I'm looking at them like, I don't know what two doctors. And it says to me, Mr. Goldness, we don't want you to get alarmed. You bleed on the brain.
Okay, now you don't want me to get alarmed?
They said, anybody who need to call, so you need to call my wife.
All right.
They said, because you got to have emergency surgery. You bleeding on the brain. You got to have surgery.
Okay.
They called my wife, and I was like, oh, I hope so they got me out of there, got me in the surgery. That's how I got these.
Okay.
They drained that blood out of my head. And when they drained that blood out of my head wasn't heavy no more. I'm laying there, I'm waking up, I said, ooh, thank you, Jesus. But I remember the shift.
Okay.
He took me back to the ship. That's when I was healed. And I took you to the ship to sent you where you needed.
All right.
He don't deserve my prayer.
Yes,
hallelujah. He deserves my prayer. Y'all hear me? Y'all even remember what he done for you?
Yes.
And then he turned around and he healed me. I was bleeding on the brain, he healed me. And then, let me tell you something. I probably have died the next day. And then I'm on dialysis now. My kidney's failing. Hallelujah. And on dialysis is a slow death.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all the truth. You don't got anybody, kinfolk y'all kin to, on dialysis, You just to give him a kidney, give him one of your kidneys. You can live off one kidney.
Yep, get
oh, y'all don't hear me.
Amen.
Half of the church, a bunch of them came and wanted to give me a kidney, but they couldn't. Some had diabetes, some had blood pressure. They did nobody. And I had one of my family members hurt me so bad, he didn't get tested. But that's all right. That's all right.
But God.
That's all right.
But God.
It took me time to get over the hurt, but I got over the hurt.
But
God. And God messed around, and as I'm in there, I was in there 16 months, and I asked the nurse, I said, how long did it take to get a kidney? He said, you won't get no kidney. You been here that long, Mr. Cole.
Yeah,
I looked at him, another nurse looked up, came over and said, you got to report him. I said, report him for what? He got nothing to tell you that. I said, that's all right. Thank the Lord. That's all right.
All right.
And guess what they said? They said, you was the fastest man that ever got a kidney. And dialysis, you ain't been here for 16 months. You done got a kidney already. Both been 5, 10, 15 years in dialysis. You done got a kidney. I said, because God thought about me. And I kept on saying, God will give me that kidney. I kept saying, God will every day, God will give me that kidney. Day and night, morning, noon, afternoon, every day. I said, God will give me that kidney. Look, I could have made it a rap song. God will give me that kidney. God will give me that kidney. I could have made a hit out there. I could have made a rap song. Y'all don't hear me. And God messed around and he gave me that kidney. Here I am today standing before you, kidney functioning, doing good. People are working. If you got somebody in your family, y'all please hear me. And you got two good kidneys. Go and get tested. And if you're a match, you give them that kidney. Because if you don't, the house is a slow death. He brought me off the house. I can praise him. Healed me from bleeding on the brain.
Amen.
And he healed me. And messed around. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. I'm going to praise him by myself. Gave me a 25-year-old boy kid. Hallelujah. No wonder I feel so good. I feel like praising God. Gave me a 25-year-old that boy was 25 years old. And I got his kid. And I had the feeling of a young youth in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You deserve my praise. Hallelujah. I got to come out of here. They whipped them all night long.
Yes.
They hung them high, stretched them wide. He hung his head for me and he died. But early, I told y'all early. And he all right.
He all right.
And God all right.
Yes, he is.
He got up.
Yes, he did.
Got power in his
hand.
I can praise him.
Hallelujah.
Because he got up.
Yes, he did.
I can shout because he got up. I got the victory. Anybody got the victory?
Yes, yes,
somebody lift your hands and shout. Hallelujah. Jesus, you deserve my praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me say this to y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got to come out here, but this is church of the youth.
Yes, it is.
Now, if you hear, and you want God to do something for you, just stand for it. Just put it in your mind what you want. You got to put it in your mind. Put it in your mind.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.